WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
And we begin this morning with First Weather and meteorologist Dan Zero. Wet Sunday into a wet Monday.
Yeah, and a wet Tuesday and part of Wednesday, too. We are still stuck in a soggy weather pattern here. Stationary front draped across the southern portion of New Jersey. So steady rain continues from Burlington and Ocean counties on south. North of that point, even north of Interstate 195, we have some mist and sprinkle activity going on. Steady rain will transition to scattered showers within the next couple of hours here, and this axis of rain is going to lift into central and northern New Jersey. So it's going to be damp and dreary, mostly cloudy, breezy and cool today. Highs in the mid to upper 60s. Not that it's a great beach day to begin with, but a high risk of rip currents and rough surf posted along the Jersey Shore today. Scattered rain continues tonight and tomorrow looks particularly wet with periods of rain all day, probably heavy at times. A little bit warmer tomorrow, highs in the 70s, and then the steady rain comes to an end early Wednesday morning. Wednesday will be partly sunny, warm and humid in the 80s. Just watch out for one more round of strong thunderstorms late day Wednesday too. Right now, Mount Holly 61, Pompton Lakes 53, and Sayreville 62.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:02. When you see your kids off to school today, you may want to take a peek inside their school bus. Are there enough seats, enough seat belts? We're hearing reports of overcrowding in some districts, including Deptford, where it's gotten so bad some kids have been sitting on the floor. Patrick Lavery joins us live this morning with the details. Patrick?
Sitting on the floor, Eric, squatting in the aisles, and students in Deptford have spoken up, their parents taking the issue to the district, which made a decision this year to save money by using its in-house buses instead of paying a private company. Parents have been unsure ever since this change in policy about the district's claim that there would be adequate room. Students report that bus drivers have been making sure all seats are filled to capacity. The district has formed a committee to address the issue, this only a couple of months after Governor Murphy signed a law requiring three-point seat belts on buses. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. Dan Zero's commuter weather. It is wet as you step outside this morning. Temperatures are in the 50s and 60s. Steady rain will transition to scattered showers this morning, lifting into central to northern New Jersey this afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be a mostly cloudy, breezy, cool day. High temperatures only in the mid to upper 60s, and that rain is probably going to continue into tonight and tomorrow, maybe even slightly beyond. We'll have more on that part of the forecast coming up here with Dan in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News. A second woman has come forward to make an accusation against President Trump's Supreme Court nominee. We'll have an update on that and the hearing schedule in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:06. Dan Zero's commuter weather. We have temperatures in the 50s and 60s. We'll see rain showers off and on for a while today. Dan says it'll transition from steady rain to scattered showers later this morning. High temperatures only in the mid to upper 60s, and that scattered rain will continue into tonight and tomorrow. We've got an update on a dangerous child rapist who has been eluding police in our area for days. 47-year-old David Hamilton still on the loose. He has been spotted on both sides of the Delaware River in and around our capital city. After crossing the Calhoun Street Bridge into Trenton Friday, Hamilton was seen in New Hope, PA, where he fought with a cop and then ran off. We've got his photo at NJ1015.com. If you see him, do not approach. Call police. The Senate Judiciary Committee has scheduled a hearing Thursday for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and a woman, Christine Blasey Ford, who says he sexually assaulted her as a teenager. There are also new allegations of misconduct from a second woman, which have heightened tensions surrounding the high-stakes hearing, and how that investigation will shake out is still not clear this morning. Have you been sexually harassed at work? The results of a new poll in New Jersey may surprise you.
Jane O'Connor, the vice president of Taft Communications, says a just-released survey finds
more than one-third of women in the Garden State say that they have been victims of sexual harassment in their workplaces at some point in their careers.
She adds the poll also finds 70% of New Jerseyans believe their employer follows through with consequences when someone makes an inappropriate comment that violates company policy.
It would be ideal if that number were 100%, but that trend is growing over the years.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The recovery has really just begun in the Carolinas after Hurricane Florence. In South Carolina, more flooding is expected. All of that rain from the storm is making its way downriver to the coast. More evacuations are possible. New Jersey continues to lend a hand. The Elite Task Force 1 from New Jersey still conducting rescues and training local law enforcement to do the same. Dozens of Red Cross members from New Jersey are also aiding with evacuees. Foreclosures are back in the spotlight in Trenton. A judicial committee says it remains a problem, although cases are now being processed more quickly. And a Senate panel has endorsed a bill that would have the state buy foreclosed homes and convert them into affordable housing.
Towns would have an incentive to participate, too, as each converted home would count as two credits toward meeting their affordable housing obligation. Jeff Kolakowski of the New Jersey Builders Association says it's just good public policy.
It's about creating a clearinghouse to kind of try to weed through and get rid of this backlog of foreclosures that we have here in New Jersey. As you may know, we have a judicial foreclosure process here in New Jersey that takes an inordinate amount of time.
Not as much time as before, says a new judiciary report. Foreclosures are in court an average of 114 days so far this year, more than 10 times less than 7 years ago. The number in court is down to 21,000 homes. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:09. Turns out kids still climb trees. But for a pair of 11-year-olds, getting up was easy. Getting down, well, that required help. In Middletown, Devella Dente climbed a giant pine tree on Saturday. She got down with no trouble, but on Sunday, she challenged her cousin Braden to go as high as she did. They both got about 30 feet up, then couldn't get down. They used a cell phone to call for help. Firefighters got them both down safely. Tuition costs are frightening enough, but Jersey lawmakers say colleges and universities are going too far when they tack on additional fees with no real explanation behind them. A proposal moving through the legislature would force schools to come clean on these extra charges.
A science lab fee, parking fee, facility upkeep fee, these and other add-ons can quickly change the mindset of students and families who thought they had one grand total, but now it's much higher.
It's not fair not to have all of the information spelled out in advance prior to making a decision and prior to arriving.
Assemblywoman Pamela Lampitt says her bill would require that higher ed institutions provide what's known as a shopping sheet to prospective students, which spells out the costs that students can expect to incur while attending. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:10. The DOT is warning motorists of more lane closures on Route 495 near the Lincoln Tunnel. The area is in the midst of a 2-year project to improve traffic flow. Overnight, traffic is going to shift east towards the tunnel. Lanes will be closed. It will not impact the west lanes. One will remain closed for the duration of that project. Legislation to resurrect a mental health hotline for EMS and firefighters in New Jersey is finally getting some support in Trenton. Funding the hotline would cost taxpayers about $250,000.
Co-sponsor State Senator Fred Madden says some first responders struggle with mental health issues that include substance abuse and PTSD from what they witness at fires, traffic accidents, or crime scenes. He says the helpline would be manned by fellow first responders.
It gives them an avenue to speak to someone else that has walked in their shoes.
The bill passed the State Senate Law and Public Safety Committee unanimously. Rutgers behavioral health clinician Sherry Castellano, whose husband's a first responder, spoke to the committee.
Someone's got to rescue the rescuers who are saving everyone else.
Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:12. It is a soggy start to this new work week, but the steady rain will give way to some scattered showers throughout the day. And this is a weather pattern that's really going to be with us for a couple of days at least. But Dan says the payoff should be pretty good. We'll have more on that, an extended look at the forecast, and then a recap of our top stories next.
Good morning.
Make New Jersey 101.5 part of your Alexa weekday morning routine.
Now listening to New Jersey 101.5.
Instantly hear updated flash reports with the latest breaking news and weather. Weekdays, wake up with Alexa and New Jersey 101.5.
Thank you.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. So, Dan, we are starting another week with rain.
That's right. We saw over an inch of rain at Atlantic City International Airport yesterday. That makes it almost 7.5 inches of rain for the month of September, the wettest September on record at ACY. Now, it's still raining across the southern half of New Jersey right now, but things are breaking apart a little bit. This front is still going to be with us, but we just lose the pulses of energy that cause the rain. So we're going to go from steady rain to scattered scattered showers. In addition, that line of showers is going to lift northward into central and eventually northern New Jersey as today goes on. So it's going to be a bit damp, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool today. Highs in the mid to upper 60s. As the wind comes off the ocean is going to be angry. High risk of rip currents and rough surf. A coastal flood advisory in effect for minor coastal flooding today. Scattered rain chance continues tonight, and tomorrow looks particularly wet with periods of rain all day, probably heavy at times. A little bit warmer in the 70s, and then Wednesday will actually dry out. It'll be in the 80s, humid, partly sunny. Just watch out for one more round of potentially strong thunderstorms with heavy rain late Wednesday afternoon into Wednesday evening. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, new allegations of sexual misconduct against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, a second woman, has come forward. You may want to take a look inside your kid's school bus. Are there enough seats and seat belts after some districts have reported kids standing or sitting on the floor? In sports, Giants notch their first win of the season. Eagles move to 2-1. Yankees and A's both lose. Now the Yanks still lead the wild card by a game and a half. And Tiger Woods wins the Tour Championship, his first victory in 5 years. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey. Fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time is 5:19. I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow with your bus stop forecast for this Monday morning. Southern half of the state bus stop's going to have some puddles this morning as rain continues to fall. North of Interstate 195, a little bit drier. We'll see scattered showers today, so an umbrella or raincoat, good idea. Mostly cloudy, breezy, cool. Highs limited to the mid to upper 60s today, very similar to yesterday. New Jersey First News Time, still 5:19.
New Jersey 101.5.
You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:22 it is on a Monday morning, and as we begin a new work week, grab your rain gear. It is raining across much of the Garden State. The steady rain is really going to give way to spotty showers today and tonight and into tomorrow, and Dan will pick up the forecast from there coming up in just a couple of minutes. Seven riders had to be rescued from a stuck Ferris wheel at the Gloucester County Fair this weekend. The ride had just been inspected earlier in the day. It's not clear what caused the malfunction. Most of those stuck were kids, including two at the very top of the Ferris wheel. Firefighters used ladders to get everybody down. Nobody was hurt. Police tweeting out, riders will have a great story to tell later. Whether it is stopping gun runners and big-time drug dealers, breaking up prostitution rings, or going after terrorists, New Jersey law enforcers are working together like never before in the Garden State.
Jersey Homeland Security boss Jared Maple says as homegrown violent extremists have become an increasing threat, teamwork has become more vital between local, state, and federal authorities.
We put a premium on those relationships, knowing who to call, when to call, what we're going to be doing about it, but then working together.
State Attorney General Gurbir Graywall says real-time communication and intelligence sharing with different levels of law enforcement helps stop crime.
We could have all the tools, we could have all the toys, we could have all the data. If we don't talk to each other, then it's useless.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
As he begins the sequel to his stormy UN debut, President Trump will again confront the dangers posed by North Korea's nuclear threat. Though its shadow may appear somewhat less ominous than a year ago. 12 months after Trump stood at the rostrum of the UN General Assembly and derided North Korea's Kim Jong-un as Rocket Man, the push to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula is a work in progress, although fears of war have given way to dreams of rapprochement. A report from the CDC suggests more than 350,000 New Jersey residents, on top of the hundreds of thousands more who've been diagnosed, are living with diabetes and don't even know it.
Diabetes educator Tracy Coyle with Hackensack Meridian Health says some people get so accustomed to feeling sluggish or unwell, they don't even realize they could be dealing with diabetes.
It could be frequent urination, it could be blurred vision, extreme thirst, frequent infections, colds, flus, sexual problems.
Finding out about the blood disease early enough can help prevent the worst case scenarios like blindness, loss of limbs, heart or kidney disease.
But all the therapies that are available to people with diabetes, there's no reason nowadays to have uncontrolled diabetes.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
What's so great about the Garden State? Every week at this time, we profile some of the groups and individuals that make the Garden State a great place to live. For a fifth year, a Jersey business is providing refurbished cars to families who've fallen on hard times and need new wheels.
It is the return of the Recycled Rides program, a 2016 Hyundai and Mitsubishi both being given away Wednesday at Branning Collision Center's East Brunswick location. COO Kim Branning says their role, repairing the vehicles donated by GEICO, means a lot to them in a team-building sense.
Participating in the Recycled Rides program, it gives our team an opportunity to come together and help our community.
The cars will go to two single mom families with three kids each, both affected in some way by domestic violence. They were selected through the Monmouth County-based nonprofit 180 Turning Lives Around, which provides immediate and long-term support for trauma suffered by domestic violence victims. Patrick Lavery, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's first news, 526. When will the rain end? We'll have an update on the forecast on the half hour at 530, and we'll update business news next.
Dennis and Judy.
Other stations, other parts of the country, other loyal listeners, great people. I'm sure we have the best listeners in the world.
It's amazing.
Weekdays 10 till 2 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
Time on New Jersey's first news, 528, as we update business news. Shares have fallen in Asia after China reportedly rebuffed a plan for talks with the U.S. on resolving the dispute over trade and technology. Friday, Wall Street capped a milestone-setting week with a mixed finish for U.S. indexes and the second all-time high in 2 days for the Dow. The Dow will open this morning at 26,743. New Jersey's first news is engineered by Kathy Wagner, our news director is Annette Petriccioni, content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery, and Sergio Bichaus at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.